Cactus
Loneliness of America.
Hi everyone, I'm Brad Carter, and you probably already know what you're listening to. This episode is going to cover a few of the jobs I've held over the past 15 years, along with the tape recordings of customer service calls that got me fired from each one. These first few calls are from when I worked at a pizza delivery place in the early 90s.
Thanks for calling, can I help you?
Yeah, you guys delivering?
We're actually closed right now, and I'm trying to clean up. So if you guys are calling, I'm going to be here all night. So can you stop calling?
Yeah.
No orders after 11. For future reference, no orders after 11 o'clock. That's the way it works.
All right, then just tell me
Fridays,
straight answer the first time. That's all you had to do, dude.
Well, you should know that. You should be psychic.
No. I didn't even look at the clock, dude.
You need to look at the clock before you
get
the
phone
call.
You don't have to be rude.
Go on your fucking cell phone. It's got a clock on it, okay?
I didn't even look at it. What are you talking about? I'm just... Look. What's your name, first off?
Okay, first off, listen.
I was calling to get a pizza, and what is this shit? Because you're busy picking up. No, I want to know your name.
When you call to order pizza and you're a total asshole, we're going to spit in it. That's the way it works.
You're talking about an asshole, dude. I just asked questions. You're the one calling me. Just call me. All you had to do was tell me, no, we're not delivering. But you guys are the ones with the stories here.
Out.
No. I'm freaking out now because you started copping a fucking attitude.
What?
Now tell me your name because I want to talk to your boss. Don't make me go down there.
That call kind of went downhill after that. This next one occurred after some smart-ass teenager called the store and hung up the phone when I picked it up. I immediately called back and gave her a piece of my mind.
Huh?
Hey, this is Pete. Did you just call and hang up on us?
I think my brother did. I had his delivery. I don't know if you guys are on the way yet.
It's not going to help for you to call and hang up on us like that. We're not going to get there any faster.
Well, can you call me?
Don't be calling and hanging up on people. We'll have the fucking police over
that
there.
That wasn't me, though, okay?
Let me talk to your brother.
Why are you getting an attitude with me when it wasn't even me?
Let me talk to your brother, then.
Who did you call him for?
Because he's the one that called and hung up.
Well, maybe it was an accident. Did you ever think about that?
No, I didn't think about that.
Well, then there you go.
He needs to have a talking to. Just give me your brother.
What if I don't want to?
I'll come over. I have your address.
It don't matter if you have it or not.
Actually, someone's on their way. I'm gonna radio them and tell them to have a talking to with your brother.
I'm betting that little brat never called a place of business and hung up like that again. This last call is the one that finally resulted in my termination after 3.5 months of employment.
Pizza?
Oh, hi. I'd like a large pizza.
Okay. And state health regulations do require that I tell you we found roaches in the pizza this week, but we think it's taken care of.
Really?
Yes, but it is taken care of. It's just a one-time thing. It's not going to happen again.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for warning me.
No problem. We have to tell you. They make us.
Okay.
Anyway, what's your address?
After taking several short jobs in various fast food places, telemarketing centers, and convenience stores, I settled into a job at an auto parts store. I lasted more than 5 months at this place, but as always, the customers really started to get to me, and after a while I started taking my anger out on them.
I need a radiator hose for a 93 Nissan Maxima.
Well, why don't you come to the store and buy one, dipshit? I mean, we're autos, obviously we have radiator hoses.
Okay, well,
come on in.
All right.
This next lady, she just annoyed me, calling up and trying to convince me that females know anything about cars.
Hi, I need a price on an alternator.
We don't sell dresses here, ma'am. Maybe you could have your husband call in.
Say again?
I said we don't sell dresses here. This is auto.
Yeah, an alternator?
Yeah, we don't sell dresses. I'm saying that you're a female, maybe you should have your husband call in. It's an auto parts store.
Yes, and I'm trying to get an alternator for my Ford Porsche.
Women don't drive Fords. Go back to the kitchen. Thank you.
This next call escalated into a guy visiting the store and kicking my ass.
Is this the manager?
No, I'm not the manager.
Can I speak to him, please?
No, you may not.
Why not?
Because I'm afraid you're going to talk to him and try and get me in some kind of trouble.
Well, so, every time I call and I'm trying to buy a part from y'all, y'all are hanging up on us, are talking very rude to us, and I'm not going to put up with it. Matter of fact, I'm fixing to go down there and talk to him in person.
Oh, no, I'll help you. I'll help you now.
No, I don't need your help. What I need to know is the manager there now?
He is, but I'm afraid I'm not going to let you talk to him.
You're not going to let me talk to him?
If you're going
to
get me in trouble, I'm going to at least make you have the inconvenience of having to drive all the way to the store. So, come on now. Bring your army.
No, I'm on my way over there now.
Oh, you're on your cell phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm right around the corner.
Oh, no. I'm shaking.
Okay, I'll be right there.
All right, bye.
Once inside the store, he tried to cause a scene, so I jumped over the counter and started beating the shit out of him. Although the element of surprise was on my side, I lost the fight in the end. Later that afternoon, I was fired. And on that happy note, we're going to take a break now to listen to a few voicemails.
You have new messages.
Hey man, just calling to say I love your show. I love your ideas. I'd love to try them myself, but I'm too much of a wimp to actually try them, alright? So you do them in the name of whatever. See ya.
Hey, RBCP. Just wanted to say I love your podcast, and your last thing with the fuck you motherfucker thing was hilarious. I just was wondering how you sent 500 text messages to specifically Verizon subscribers. Where do you find a list like that? And if you use a cell phone or if you use something else, be cool, let me know. Great show. Keep up the good work, and it's funny as hell.
The whole Verizon thing was pretty high tech. Here's what I did. I used my own cell phone, and I manually text messaged 500 people. I dialed their numbers each individually, one at a time. And I picked an area that was kind of far away from me in New Mexico, so I didn't have to worry about them coming and killing me. So that's the high-tech method that I used to text message 500 people. I'm a hacker.
Hey Brad, Z09 here. I'm just calling to persuade you to come down to Orange County, California, where we have it all. We have the beaches and more beaches and waves. If you want, you can roll around with your girlfriend in the sand. And, well, if you're like me and don't have a girlfriend, you can always shove sand down your pants and jump around a lot. It feels really good. Trust me, I'm a pro at it. Orange County's great. If you come, you can join one of my gangs and we can go beating people up and robbing. And we're called the Shadyside Locals because we have to stay in the shade, or if we go out in the sun, we'll get sunburned because we're really light-skinned. And you always see us pounding down the SPF 80 and just rubbing it all over ourselves. We're really bad. A lot of fat guys in our gang, so you'll fit in perfectly. We too poor to afford guns or anything, so we go out and spit on people. Oh, shoot. Here comes Guido the Killer Pimp. I gotta go.
I just want to say that I played the podcast where you have the phone at the theater in the dumpster, and I thought it was funny, so I played it for my roommate and these two guys who were at our house, and we all laughed. We actually muted the television for it and thought it was funny, and we enjoyed it, and you should do more exciting things like that solely for our amusement. Bye.
Hey, girl in Texas. I'm glad you like the show, and I have no idea what you're referring to in this next message that you left me.
Hey, Brad, I guess that was real funny when you called Fraternity Domino's saying I'd applied for a job, which actually probably would have believed if you had not said Domino's, that said somewhere that I actually would have applied at. But, so, it would have even worked better if I hadn't actually been listening to one of your shows at the same time and just heard your voice. So, good one.
I assure you that whatever happened was not me, because if it was, I'd probably be playing that phone call on this show. You might want to call them back, because I think you turned down a job with Domino's.
Hello, Brad Carter. My name is Tashiro, and I am calling you from Tokyo, Japan. Sadly, here in Tokyo, we do not have phone freaking. Rather, we spend all our time finding schoolgirls to buy panties from and preparing for a Godzilla attack. In any case, we find podcasts to be very funny in your country. In Japan, I mean. Please keep up good working, and I tell you, cactus. Sayonara!
This is the last message.
Hi, I'm, County Kid.
Hi, I'm Zod.
And we have a podcast on iTunes.
Oh my god, I'm on the phone.
It's called Protected Stock Radio, and we think it's pretty cool.
We do stuff.
And we talk about things.
You might find it funny.
Maybe not.
we don't care because we're that dope.
LOL. Protected Stock Radio on iTunes. Dig it.
So, back to my employment history. I needed a new job to pay off my court costs from the previous job, and I managed to get hired at a car dealership. I started out trying to sell cars on the lot, but they thought my people skills needed a little work. So they made me answer the phones instead.
This is New Cars. Can I help you?
Yes. I saw your ad in the paper, and you had a new 2006 Chevy, I guess it's Silverado 2500 True Cab Duramax for $30,779. That didn't happen to be four-wheel drive, did it?
I sure did.
Do you have any?
We have a dozen in stock right now.
Like the same thing with four-wheel drive?
Yeah, all of them are four-wheel drive.
Oh, so the one in the ad is four-wheel drive?
I believe so. That's all we have here, four-wheel drives.
Oh, would you like to check that out for me?
I just told you. Don't you fucking believe me?
What'd you say?
They are four-wheel drive. I'm quite sure of that, sir.
Well, I'd like to know before I drive down there.
I'm telling you. They are four-wheel drive.
So do you have this truck on the lot?
Yeah, one dozen of them.
No, I'm talking about the one for $30,779.
Yeah, we have 12 of those.
For that price.
Would you like me to read the ad to you? I'll spell it all out for you.
How about it?
I don't feel like it. I don't think you comprehend it anyway. You sound like an idiot.
Well, you're a fuckhead yourself, you dumbass.
Well, at least I'm a smart fuckhead.
I doubt it. You can't even sell a truck. I was ready to drive down there.
I can understand, you know, plain English on an ad. And I told you like five times.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Yeah, go
ahead.
Usually
when you see an ad for a truck, it'll tell you if it's four-wheel drive or not.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, the ad doesn't say.
Well, why don't you fucking cry about it? That's why you called and asked me, and then I told you.
Son of a bitch.
I cleared it up for you and just kept asking over and over and over. What the fuck?
I asked you a simple question. Is it four-wheel drive?
You asked the simple question like 12 times.
No, I didn't.
You did too.
I just want to know if it sucks. You know what? Fuck you.
Fuck you too.
When that didn't work out, they put me to work in the service bay, which was going great until the phone started ringing.
This is Roy. Can I help you?
I have a Geo Tracker.
Uh-huh.
And I was calling to find out, how do you open the hood of the car?
Oh, that's a little tricky. Which year is it?
It's a 96.
A 96. And the switch for the hood release is actually in the driver's seat.
It's in the driver's seat?
It's in the seat. You need to take a sharp knife and
kind
of cut a little slit into the side of the seat.
Uh-huh.
And the switch is in there. You can't get...
It's on the side of the driver's seat?
Yeah, but you have to cut into it with a knife.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you need to cut a slit into the seat. They don't want the customers opening the hood for whatever reason.
Like on the side of the seat?
Yeah, on the side closest to the door of the driver's seat. You need to take a knife and just put a...
And I wouldn't even be able to feel it neither, huh?
Oh, no, you can't feel it. You need to put your hand in there and you'll feel it in there once you slit the side open. You can't do it without doing the slit.
Hmm.
So
why do they want these people to fix on the cars then?
Well, the service people, they get to it from underneath. But if you're just looking to, you know, check
underneath
the battery.
Underneath the seat.
No, they get to it from underneath the car. They get to the engine and battery and all that. But, but they use special tools. There's no way for anybody else to do it, really. You have to cut into the seat.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to have to mess up my car.
Yeah, well, if you come
in. I'm glad I called.
Do you have leather seats or are they fabric?
They're cloth? Fabric.
Okay, yeah, that shouldn't be too hard to fix up. We've got a kit here that'll do that for you, actually, if you want to come in and pick one up. They're only $5.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just, you know, cut a slit into the seat and you'll feel it.
On the side of the seat.
Yeah, on the side, the driver's side.
And that's by the side where I lift and raise the seat up.
Exactly, uh-huh.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, once you get that slit in there, you'll be able to find it easy.
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
My last day of employment here happened on April 1st, when a customer didn't see the humor in my April Fool's Day prank.
I need to find out an update on the Suburban.
Oh, no. Which Suburban is that?
Don't all know me, because Mom's starting to get hot on the collar again. What's up?
Well, we had an incident.
What do you mean you had an incident?
Well, one of our new employees, he didn't realize we had a no-smoking... cigarettes under the hood policy, and a fire started inside the engine.
What?
And basically, it's a total loss, and it's caused a lot of damage to our place here as well. And paramedics were involved. Several of our employees are in the hospital.
Okay, so what is going to happen to replacing our vehicle?
Oh, no.
Well, your insurance should cover that, I believe.
Because we only owed, like, $200 left, and we were going to get the title on that son of a gun.
Well, somebody's going to have to pay for the damages to our shop as well, because...
Why would we have to pay the damages to your shop when we bought the car from you guys? It was an under warranty problem, and that's why we took it to you guys.
The warranty does not cover fires caused by service people.
I thought that your new employee lit a cigarette underneath the damn hood.
Oh my God!
They blew up on my truck.
Yes, they did, and a lot of damage to the facility, and a lot of people went into the hospital. And the paramedics were involved, and they're saying we have to pay for the damages.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
All right, I'll tell you what. Where is the manager?
The manager, he's talking to the police right now.
He's talking to the police?
Yeah, and about the charges that we may have to file against you for the fire.
Whoa. You're going to press charges against us?
Well, the manager actually just stepped in. Would you like to speak with him?
Yes, I would!
It's pretty hilarious watching my supervisor try and sort out that mess. Finally, there was my job at Motel 6, where I worked as a night clerk. You wouldn't believe the bullshit I had to put up with there.
Hello, this is the front desk. I'm just giving you your wake-up call.
I don't have a wake-up call.
We show right here you have a wake-up call.
Well, I'm sorry. I never gave them one.
No, somebody from that room made a call and gave a wake-up call. So I don't know what your problem is here, but we have a wake-up call.
Well, you just woke me up. I didn't need one, so thank you.
Well, that was the purpose, to wake you up. So
sir,
if you're... What?
Listen to me. I didn't ask for one. It was a mistake.
Well, okay? Why would you call the front desk and ask for...
I didn't!
There's no reason to get bitchy with me.
Well, there's no reason for you to be insistent that I wake up.
Hello?
Hey, this is the front desk.
Yeah?
And we had some complaints from the other guests that you were building killer robots in your room.
Man, are you kidding? I've been sleeping. I've been up for 2 days.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wouldn't kid about that. I wouldn't call this time of night, but we just can't have that here. Are you...
Is this a joke? I'm sleepy.
No, it's not a joke. I'm calling in response to a complaint. I've had 3 different guests now call and say that you've been building killer robots in your room, and we don't condone that here. We can't have that.
You're nuts.
I'm not nuts.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to come up there.
I'm just trying to do my job, sir.
Hey, I don't give a shit. I was sleeping in my bed. I've been up for 2 days. I drove all the way up here from Michigan.
Well, why would 3 different people call and tell me that you're making killer robots in your room when you're not?
And as if killer robots and guests that lie to me weren't bad enough, I had old people thinking they could get away with shit just because they're old.
Hello.
Hi, this is the front desk.
Will you please turn off the alarm? It's ringing in our room all the time.
It's not an alarm. It's the telephone. I've been trying to call you.
Oh, you want us?
Yes, I'm trying to reach you. You need to stop jumping on the beds there.
Pardon me?
You need to stop jumping on the beds. There have been complaints.
Jumping on the beds?
Yes, you're jumping you're jumping on the beds in your room. You need to cut it out.
My husband and I are not jumping on the bed. It must be some other room.
It's just okay. You're not in trouble. Just you don't have to.
What is it?
You don't have to deny it. Just stop jumping on the beds tonight, okay?
You've got to be kidding.
It's bedtime, all right?
No more. Are you joking?
No, this is my friend desk. Stop jumping on the beds. That's all there is to it. I mean, we don't have to sit here and argue about it. Just don't jump on the beds or there's going to be a problem.
My husband and I are both 78 years old. Do you think we're both jumping on the beds?
I don't know. Maybe you're doing drugs or something.
I'm going to tell somebody about this.
I'm the only one working right now.
Well,
I don't see what the problem is. It's just you really need to stop jumping on the bed. We've had several complaints tonight.
I'm not jumping, and we're not jumping on the bed. You're waking us up. We were sound asleep.
I just have a hard time believing that, but, you know, just stop jumping
in room on the bed. Look, in room 24, now who's going to hear us jumping on the beds?
fucking old people. They think they can get away with murder these days. I ended up throwing both of them out of the hotel that night. Anyway, that's about it for this show. If you like the calls you heard on this show, you should visit phonelosers.org for more of them. You can also listen to my failed career as an internet technical support guy, a Walmart employee, and more. www.phonelosers.org.